Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from Minuthon Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumn Wood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Deckerville. We're all about you. And by Shuttler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. A mid-Michigan community is once again confronting a deadly case that's been unfolding for months. In Saginaw, a 34-year-old man is now facing a charge of open murder in connection with the fatal shooting that happened last summer. Prosecutors say the victim, 33-year-old Corey McDaniel, was shot inside his own home on South Porter Street on the evening of July 3rd. The suspect, Robert Bell, was already in custody earlier this fall on unrelated gun and drug charges, but in a twist, those charges were recently dropped, leading to his release. That freedom didn't last long. Just 2 days later, new charges tied to McDaniel's death were filed and Bell was taken back into custody over the weekend. He remains behind bars tonight, held without bond. Authorities have not yet released additional details about what led up to the shooting, but the case is now moving forward in court. And in Kimball Township on March 21st of this year at 9:40 p.m., deputies responded to the 5600 block of Flinchbow Road after a residential fire was reported by an alarm company. When deputies arrived, the home was fully engulfed in flames and one occupant was still inside. Multiple area fire departments responded to the scene along with Tri-Hospital EMS. The 65-year-old male resident did not survive the fire. The scene was turned over to St. Clair County Sheriff's Office detectives for further investigation into the cause of the fire. And in Sebewing Township, at approximately 3:45 p.m., Sebewing Fire and Owendale Fire were called to the scene of a structure fire believed to be started at an electrical panel at 3330 Lang Road in Sebewing Township, near the intersection of Lang Road and Sebewing Road. Upon Thumb Broadcasting's arrival on scene, there were no visible flames. However, people were working to remove objects from the structure. Windsor Township Fire arrived on the scene at approximately 4:30 p.m. As more information becomes available, we will keep you updated. And in a case that has shaken a Michigan community to its core, a Lapeer County mother will spend the rest of her life behind bars after a heartbreaking chain of decisions led to her teenage son's death. A judge handed down a life sentence without parole to 43-year-old Elizabeth DuBois, convicting her of felony murder. The ruling follows a juror's decision earlier this year, after the lengthy trial that laid out years of missed chances to save her son, Austin. Prosecutors say Austin suffered from a rare and treatable form of throat cancer, one that showed clear warning signs. A visible lump on his neck grew over time, alarming relatives who repeatedly urged DuBois to seek medical help. But those pleas, investigators say, went unanswered. Instead, authorities described a pattern of avoidance, excuses about time, money, and other barriers, while Austin's condition worsened. By the time he died in 2019, he weighed just 83 pounds. Medical experts later confirmed that with timely care, Austin's cancer could have been treated and possibly cured. The court also imposed an additional sentence for child abuse to be served alongside the life term. During sentencing, DuBois asked the judge to overturn the verdict, but that request was denied. As the case closes in court, it leaves behind difficult questions and a community grappling with how such a preventable loss could happen. Du Bois is expected to appeal the conviction. When we come back after the Shuttler's Plumbing and Heating sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Whatever temperatures this season brings, whatever technical issues arise, whatever heating solution makes the most sense, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer, Shuttler's Plumbing and Heating, is ready to help. Whether you need a quick fix or an entirely new heating system, your local Bryant dealer, Shuttler's Plumbing and Heating, will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort. With a Bryant dealer, you get more than just a technician. You get someone who is committed to meeting your needs and achieving a high level of training and skills. Someone backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Nobody understands the ins and outs of home comfort like your local Bryant dealer. So whatever your situation, your address, and your budget, your Bryant dealer has a solution for you. Schedule an appointment today by calling Shuttler's Plumbing and Heating at 989-453-3531. That's 989-453-3531.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing with our national news, quadruple amputee charged in Maryland. Authorities in Maryland have arrested Dayton James Weber, a professional cornhole player and quadruple amputee, in connection with a fatal shooting. The case has drawn national attention due to the high-profile nature of the suspect and the unique circumstances of the investigation. In other national news, Supreme Court rules on media access. A federal judge has struck down new Pentagon rules that restricted media access to military facilities, calling them unconstitutional. In response, the Defense Department announced it would remove media offices from the Pentagon while issuing new press credentials. When we come back after this Autumn Wood of Deckerville sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
At Autumn Wood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Automotive Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And moving on to our international news. Air quality crisis in Asia. A new environmental report shows that 25 of the world's most polluted cities are located in India, Pakistan, and China. Industrial emissions and seasonal crop burning have pushed air quality levels well above WHO safety standards, sparking a regional health alarm. In other international news, global air travel gridlock. The closure of major hubs in Dubai, Doha, and Abu Dhabi due to the conflict has stranded tens of thousands of travelers. Airlines are scrambling to reroute flights, leading to significant delays and record high ticket prices across the globe. When we come back after this Tri-County sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
Jim, what are you doing?
Well, I've been trying to purchase some used farm equipment with this online auction, but it's just so frustrating. I don't know the condition of the equipment, who used it, what's broken on it.
Have you tried checking out the pre-owned inventory at Tri-County Equipment?
Well, not yet.
I just purchased a used sprayer the other day from Tri-County Equipment. I looked it up at tricountyequipment.com, found a beautiful sprayer, went to Tri-County Equipment and looked it over. Then I made a great deal with a salesperson for less than they had it listed for.
Really? Let me check it out. Hey, they've got a used one in stock. Just what I need. Plus, I know the equipment was used locally in our area, which is reassuring. I'll give Tri-County Equipment a call right now. Look it over and see if we can make a deal.
Why take chances with online auctions when Tri-County Equipment may have the pre-owned equipment in stock and ready to deal? Go to TriCountyEquipment.com for their complete pre-owned inventory.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumn Wood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Deckerville. We're all about you. And by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.